building a finance-owned savings pipeline. Cost savings programs that are driven entirely by procurement or operations tend to underperform. Finance teams that own and operate their own savings pipeline consistently capture more. Here's how. Most enterprise cost savings programs share a structural weakness. Finance measures savings, but doesn't generate them. The model is that procurement or operations finds opportunities, implements them, and reports results to finance, who validates and records them. Finance is a scorekeeper, not a player. This is a design choice that leaves significant value uncaptured. Finance has unique visibility into spend patterns, contract terms, payment flows, and budget variances that creates a natural set of cost savings opportunities that procurement and operations often don't see. But capturing those opportunities requires finance to operate differently, not just as the recorder of savings, but as the generator of them. A finance-owned savings pipeline is a formal program in which the finance team identifies, develops, and drives cost reduction initiatives using the data and analytical capabilities that sit within finance. What finance can see that others can't. The opportunities that finance is best positioned to identify. Cross-departmental spend patterns. Finance consolidates spend across all departments. When marketing and IT are both paying for analytics tools, procurement often doesn't see both simultaneously. Finance, which sees all of the AP data, can identify this redundancy. Contract term exploitation. Finance knows what the contracted terms are for every major vendor relationship. It can identify where terms are being underutilized, volume discounts not reached, early payment discounts not claimed, SLA credits available but not requested, in ways that procurement, which is focused on the front end of negotiations, often misses. Budget underspend and reallocation opportunities. Finance knows which cost centers are running under budget and which are running over. This creates opportunities to rebalance resources, consolidate vendors, and negotiate timing of discretionary spend. Payment timing optimization. Finance controls when invoices are paid within terms. Systematic use of early payment programs, dynamic discounting, and strategic payment timing can generate returns that no other function can see. Accrual and liability review. Finance has visibility into historical accruals that may no longer be necessary, open purchase orders that may have expired or been superseded, and vendor credits that haven't been applied. These are recoverable assets that aren't visible elsewhere. Building the pipeline. A savings pipeline is a structured process for moving cost reduction opportunities from identification through implementation to realized savings. The key components. Identification. Regular structured review of spend data to surface potential opportunities. This should be a scheduled activity, not an ad hoc one. Weekly review of AP data for patterns and anomalies. Monthly review of contract utilization. Quarterly review of vendor rationalization opportunities. Qualification. Not every identified opportunity is worth pursuing. Qualification filters for materiality. Is the potential savings large enough to justify the work? Feasibility. Can it actually be captured? And timeline. When would savings be realized? Development. Taking a qualified opportunity from potential savings to actionable recommendation. This involves quantifying the opportunity precisely, identifying what has to happen to capture it, and understanding the operational impact. Execution. Actually capturing the savings. This is where most finance-driven savings programs fail. Finance identifies opportunities, but lacks the authority or relationships to implement them. This requires clear escalation paths and executive sponsorship. Tracking, recording what was committed, what was implemented, and what was realized. The distinction between committed and realized savings is important. Committed savings are often much larger than realized savings, and tracking the gap identifies where execution is failing. Categories where finance typically owns the pipeline. Working capital optimization, extending payment terms with suppliers, capturing early payment discounts, optimizing inventory financing. These are finance mechanics that require finance leadership. Insurance and Financial Services Review, Property and Casualty Insurance, D&O Coverage, Commercial Banking Fees, and Treasury Management Costs. Finance is the natural owner for reviewing and benchmarking these. Tax and Regulatory Cost Recovery, Property Tax Appeals, Sales Tax Overpayment Recovery, R&D Tax Credits, Utility Rate Reviews, Significant Recoverable Value, typically finance adjacent. AP and Accrual Cleanup, Vendor Credits, Aged Payables, Expired Accruals, Duplicate Payments. Finance is the only function with the data visibility to pursue these systematically. Spend Analytics-Driven Vendor Negotiation Support. Finance can arm procurement with consolidated spend data across departments that procurement doesn't have access to individually. This improves negotiation outcomes on behalf of the whole organization, making it organizational. A savings pipeline that lives in a spreadsheet in one analyst's laptop is not an organizational capability. Making it organizational requires executive sponsorship, a CFO or VP finance, who has chartered the program and is accountable for it. Without executive sponsorship, the opportunities that require cross-functional action, which are most of the large ones, will stall. Dedicated ownership. Someone whose job is running the pipeline, not someone who works on it when they have time. This can be a FinOps manager, a senior financial analyst with a specific mandate, or a strategic finance role. Regular cadence, pipeline reviews at consistent intervals, monthly for the development and execution stages, weekly for urgent items, quarterly for strategic review of the overall program. Integration with budgeting. Identified savings should influence the budget, not supplement it after it's set. Savings captured in Q3 should reduce the budget baseline for the following year's planning cycle. Measurement that matters, track pipeline by stage, identified, qualified, in development, executing, realized. Track the conversion rate between stages. Track time to realization. These metrics tell you whether the program is working or whether it's producing activity without results. The CFO's role, the CFO who treats the savings pipeline as a finance responsibility, not just a procurement or operations responsibility, creates an organizational capability that compounds over time. Each cycle, the team gets better at identifying opportunities, faster at qualifying them, and more credible with the business about what's achievable. The first year of a finance-owned savings pipeline is often the hardest. The data is messy, the processes are new, and cross-functional coordination is friction-heavy. The second year is noticeably easier. By the third year, it's a competitive advantage, a systematic organizational capability for cost efficiency that is genuinely difficult to replicate quickly. Cost Defender provides the Spend Analytics Foundation for a finance-owned savings pipeline, surfacing anomalies, tracking variance against budget, and identifying patterns that represent actionable opportunities –